they could be the type of people who training law sessions, like starting out with low glycogen stores, might be of more use.
Since they're not riding long enough to actually deplete them.
Literally just don't have the time.
What about, is there an asterisk there if someone has another long ride the next day or a hard session so that they would be, would you say, hey, maybe that's not the day to do that because you're going to need the carbs and energy to do the following ride. So don't deplete them, or still deplete them, but just makes you eat enough carbs at night. Because I've even looked like, how long does it take to replace glycogen stores? And I obviously there's going to be an individual aspect to that at some point, but like the data online is not consistent. It's like 12 hours, 48 hours. I think one said 72. I'm like, that does not seem right. What's your
thought? Yeah, no, 72, 24 hours is probably, it is generally between 24 and 48 hours, right? Okay. For glycogen stores to return to pre-exercise levels.
Okay.
However, that's if you're eating a normal diet. Okay. Mm. So as cyclists, in that post-exercise window, all that glycogen replenishment, all those pathways are upregulated to the max. So you need to capitalize in that post-exercise window. And you can take, it could take about 3 or 4 hours if you do it quick enough. But if you refuel by, the data is like between 1 and 1.2 grams per kilo of body weight per hour after that session, up to 3 hours, but even maybe even longer if the session was super long or super hard. And you refuel with that amount of carbohydrate, obviously the fast release carbohydrate, so they can go straight into the muscle.
I mean, that's super easy to hit. That's for me as an 80 kg rider, that's like 80 grams of carbs after a ride. That's, I'm shattering that.
But yeah, no, and it is super easy. Like you have your, say for example, I don't mind saying this, right? So my go-to is Coco Pops, right? So I'm 60 kilos, so I'll have about a 50 gram bowl of that. And then I'll have the rice and bagel or rice and something else, you know, and that's that 2 hour window taken care of. And then if I have another hour and I still feel like I needed it because the session was so hard, then I'll have another like energy ball or something like that. However, the problem is that people wait too long. So those pathways, that glycogen replenishment pathways would be downregulated later on, say after about 5 or 6 hours. And then they start tanning the carbs, the fast release carbs. And it doesn't go straight into storage because it kind of trickles in rather than going smashing in that three hour window afterwards. So it's trickling in, and then anything that can't get into storage, into glycogen storage, just gets converted into body fat, and that's how you see weight gain.
So let's say an athlete is 70 kgs, they finish and they're going to go for the 70 grams an hour, but how fast do we digest this food also? Cause it's not like I put it in my mouth and it's like, oh, it's replaced. Cause I had this, I had this error, and I actually was just talking to Landry, another coach, and we were chatting at Chipotle after crushing this 5 hour gravel race. It was like 5,500 kgs. No, maybe it was a 6 hour race. Do we hit 6,000? It was a lot of kgs. And we're like crushing Chipotle. I'm like, here's a question though. I'm super hungry. I'm going to eat this whole Chipotle bowl. It's clearly more carbs than I could absorb in an hour, even if I was racing. He's like, but dude, it's digestible.
Chipotle?
Oh, burrito bowl. Rice.
Okay, got ya.
Rice, tortilla shell. Oh my God, you guys don't have Chipotle? I never even thought about that.
I thought
that.
You were talking about the little sausages. Aren't they called the Chipotle sausages?
No, those are, Chipotle's a pepper. So.
Right, okay.
This is interesting. Okay.
No, it's something every day.
Rice, carbs, like vegetables. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, but Brendan, digestion. He's like, you're not going to digest that instantly. So like, do you eat to hunger? Do you say, well, I did 3 hours, so I should eat 70 kgs times 3 hours, so 210 grams, or just eat to your full, or like, you know, the digestion piece.
The capacity thing is definitely, it's tricky, right? So fiber, obviously, if you have a bunch of carbohydrates that are full in fiber, then that is going to change your how quickly those carbohydrates are going to be delivered into the muscle. Okay, basically, it's the amount, because if you've got like a bowl of beans, the fiber in that is going to be most of the carbohydrate, not most, but it's going to form quite a lot of that carbohydrate. If you've got plain rice, that's just pure carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. So that's going to go straight into the muscle. And because it's to do with the glycemic index, right? Rice in particular is a very high glycemic index carbohydrate, which means it's digested and delivered out into circulation, increases your blood sugar. So that's it identified in the blood in circulation immediately after, or sorry, not immediately after, but on a scale of how quickly it can get into circulation. Things with higher fiber have a lower glycemic index and they will take a little bit longer.